We worship you.
亲爱的主，我们在这里敬拜你。
How blessed we are, Lord, we can come before your throne to praise you and thank you.
真是多么大的荣耀，我们来到你的殿堂面前，能够在这里敬拜你。
Because you love us so much, you give your only son for us.
真的，你这样的爱我们，把你的儿子赐给我们，唯一的儿子赐给我们。
So he opened this new and living way, Lord, we can come back to you.
真的是打开这条又新又活的路，能够让我们回到你的面前。
Lord, today we are counted as your children.
今天我们被称为你的儿女。
Not because how good we are, but it's because how good you are.
不是因为我们有多好，而是你有多好。
Lord, we thank you. Lord, may you receive all our praise and thanks.
我们这是谢谢你，这愿你得到我们一切的敬拜。
Yeah, because you are so worthy.
真的是你真是配得的。
Lord, may your name be exalted, Lord, because you are so worthy.
愿你的名被高举，因为你是那配得的。
Lord, we pray you be with us today.
啊，我们真是在这里祷告你与我们同在。
Give us your peace, give us your joy.
把你的平安，把你的喜乐赐给我们。
In the world like this, Lord, we need you.
真的是在这样的世界里，我们要需要你。
Lord, be with us.
主啊，与我们同在。
Pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
阿门。
Please be seated.
大家请坐。请外面进来。
Earlier this month, Brother Joshua Dunn came here to share a message about Abraham offered Isaac as a sacrifice.
我们这个月月初的时候，我们记得有 Joshua Dunn 弟兄来到我们这里分享，就是把亚伯拉罕将以撒献为祭的信息。
His question to every one of us was, "Where is the lamb for the sacrifice?"
他给我们每个人提出的问题就是献祭的羔羊在哪里。
He reminded us in Romans chapter 12 verse 1, we should present our bodies as a living sacrifice.
他在那里提醒我们，就像罗马书十二章一节所讲的，我们应当把身体献上，当作活祭。
That's holy, is pleasing to God.
这个是圣洁的，是得神喜悦的。
Yes, we are the lamb of the sacrifice.
是啊，我们就是那献祭的羔羊。
Just like how Jesus offered himself as a sacrifice, we who believe in him should follow his example.
就像耶稣把自己作为祭物一样，我们也应该效法耶稣的样式。
Yeah, we should submit ourselves to the on the altar and to serve God with our life.
我们应该把自己献在祭坛上，用我们的生命来侍奉神。
Many may think when we offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, that's talking about our physical bodies.
很多人在想，如果谈到我们把身体献上当做活祭的话，我们只是想到的，我们把自己的身体，就是物理的身体献上。
We should offer our time, our effort, our money to God.
我们除了身体之外，我们也应该把自己的时间、自己的精力和金钱都献给神。
Yeah, we would come to church on Sundays, to worship.
我们除了礼拜天来教会敬拜外，
we would participate in church service like cleaning up or maybe prepare refreshment.
我们也应该参加教会的服务，比如说打扫卫生啊，准备一些这个茶点。
And also we should pray, we should read Bible.
我们也应该读圣经，然后是祷告。
Yeah, those are all good. Those are the living sacrifice life.
这些都是很好的，就是这些都是把身体献上活祭。
But in verse 2, Paul talk about.How our mind need to be renewed.
在第二节中，罗马书十二章第二节中就讲到，保罗讲到我们的心思要如何变化。
That's right. The living sacrifice is the whole being sacrifice.
活祭是整个的一个身体作为一个祭物。
Yeah, not only our bodies, but also our minds.
不单单是我们的身体，也是我们的思想。
In a sense, minds are more important than actions because mind determines our actions.
这另一个从另一个角度，某种意义上来说，这个思想是要比这个行为更要紧，因为我们的头脑决定了我们的行为。
Our God loves us so much, He wakes our spirit.
真的是主是这样的爱我们，他就是指引了我们的思想。
Yeah, he wakes up our spirit.
他唤醒了我们的心中的这个灵。
But he's not only satisfied with only our actions. He also wants our mind to be changed.
主我们的神不单单满足我们的行为，他也希望我们的灵能够我们的心思意念能够被改变。
Yeah, in Old Testament time, Israel people, they worship God with only their actions.
在旧约的时候，以色列人敬拜神的话是用他们的行为来敬拜神。
Yeah, they follow the rules written on the stone, but they failed.
他们那时候遵守的是律法，那律法是写在石头上的，所以他们失败了。
After Jesus came, he died on the cross and he resurrected.
但耶稣基督来了之后，他在十字架上受死，然后他又复活了。
The salvation was accomplished and was revealed to us.
这个他就把这个救恩成就了，然后他又改变了我们的心，把我们变成了新人。
Now, who believe in him, we have Holy Spirit in our heart.
现在我们这些信他的人，我们就在心里面有圣灵。
Also, we have the new covenant. God wrote his law in our heart.
然后我们又有了这个新约，神把他的新约刻在我们的心门上。
Just like in Hebrew, chapter 8, 10 to 11 says,
就像希伯来书第八章十到十二节是这样讲的。
Yeah, I'll read through and then English first. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. And those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws into their minds, and I will write them on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people.And they shall not teach each other his fellow citizen, and everyone his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all will know me, from the least to the greatest of them. For I will be merciful to their iniquities, and will remember their sins no more.
好，读一下中文。希伯来书八章十到十二节。主又说：那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样：我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们的心上。我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。他们不用个人教导自己的乡邻和自己的弟兄说：你该认识主，因为他们从最小到最大的都认识我。我要宽恕他们的不义，不再纪念他们的罪。
We Christians are the true Israelites in God's eyes.
我们这些基督徒是在神眼中里面真正的以色列人。
God has His new covenant with us.
神把他的新约与我们所立的这个新约。
Yeah, God wants both our actions and mind to belong to Him.
神希望我们的行为、我们的心思都属于他。
So we should offer our bodies and our mind to Him.
所以我们要把我们的心和我们的身心都交给神。
Yeah, but how do we offer our mind?
那怎样把我们这个心思意念奉献呢？
So let's look at the verse 2 again.
我们再看看这第二节。
It says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind."So that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
他说：“不要效法这世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。”
Yeah, in this verse, I'll divide into three parts. So let's look at the first part first.
好，今天就在讲这个经文，要讲三个部分，先看看第一个部分。
The first part is that do not be conformed to this world.
就是不要效法这个世界。
Conform means to follow the pattern, to mold after a template.
这个顺从的意思，效法的意思就是遵循这个模式，按照这个模板的样式来造。
Yeah, who is in control in this world?
在这个世界上，谁在掌权呢？
In John 12:31 and 14:30, Jesus called Satan the ruler of the world.
在这个约翰福音十二章啊三十一节和十四章三十节，耶稣说撒旦是这个世界的掌权。
Yeah, there are sins everywhere in this world.
在这个世界上，到处都是罪恶。
The society, the economy, the entertainment, the politics, you know, the world is against Jesus.
这个世界上各方面都是有罪的，这个社会啊，经济啊，政治啊，整个世界都反对耶稣。
Yeah, there are many places in the Bible calling this world a crooked, perverse generation.
在圣经上，很多地方都称这个世界为弯曲悖逆的一代。
Yeah, because our old self is not totally dead, we still sometimes we still love the world.
因为我们的老我没有死掉，所以我们有时候还是爱这个世界。
And we pursue worldly things.
我们在那里也是追求这个世界上的东西。
And many times, very easily, we follow the world way to do things.
很多时候我们就是照着世界的样式来过这个生活。
Yeah, to live our life, even in our church life.
然后就是在我们日常生活中照世界的样式，在我们的教会生活中我们也照世界的样式。
Yeah, for example, in James chapter 2, verse 1 through 4, here's the example.
在雅各书里面二章一到四节有这样一个例子。
It said, my brethren, do not hold your faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ with an attitude of personal favoritism.
好，我的弟兄们，你们信奉我们荣耀的耶稣基督，便不要按照外貌待人。
For if a man comes into your assembly with a gold ring and dressed in fine clothes, and there also come in a poor man, in dirty clothes.
若有一个人戴着金戒指穿着华美衣服进你们的会堂去，又有一个穷人穿着肮脏衣服也进去。
And you pay special attention to the one who is wearing the fine clothes and say, you sit here in a good place, and you say to the poor man, you stand over there or sit down by your footstool.
所以你们就重看那穿华美衣服的人说请坐在这好位上，又对那穷人说你站在那里或坐在我脚凳下边。
Have you not made distinction among yourself and become judge with evil motives?
这岂不是你们偏心待人用恶意断定人吗？
Yeah, this world loves rich people.
大家看见这个世界都很爱这个有钱的人。
Rich people, they go anywhere, they are welcome.
那些有钱人不论到哪里，别人都欢迎他们。
Yeah, do we follow the same pattern?
我们是不是也是这样子呢？
God doesn't have partiality.
所以神是没有偏心的。
Yeah, we should treat everyone the same as well.
我们应该对待每个人都是应该一样。
In this verse, it says, the world judges.Judge people with evil motives.
所以他这个经节说，他说，这个世界以邪恶的动机来审判断定人。
Yeah, what is our motive?
我们的动机是什么呢？
Do you think the rich people are more capable, or maybe they are more beneficial to ourselves, or maybe to the church?
是我们想到这个富人是能力更强一些呢，还是他们这些富人对我们教会更有益处呢？
Do we also have an evil motive, but we didn't realize it?
是不是我们这个动机也是邪恶的，只是我们没有意识到？
Yeah, the enemy is very crafty.
这个仇敌是很狡猾的。
He tries all kinds of ways to corrupt God's people.
他们有千方百计的是败坏神的子民。
I use America as an example.
这个美国看看最近的例子吧。
In recent years, it legalized the same-sex marriage.
大家看见在这近几年，他们就是让这个同性恋合法化了。
Now with all the equity movements, it seems like if you don't support the same-sex marriage, you are not politically correct.
因为现在随着这个大家这个平权运动，就是人们认为如果你不支持这个同性恋的话，你是政治上就不正确的。
Yeah, not only that, you are not kind and you are too narrow.
是不但如此，就是你不善良，也是太狭隘了。
I heard some church, they even hold ceremonies for same-sex marriage.
我听说有些教会甚至已经有了这个同性恋结婚的仪式在教会里办。
It's very clear in the Bible that homosexual sexuality is a sin.
在圣经上很明显、很清楚地告诉我们，这个同性恋是一个罪。
And that's one of the reasons Sodom was destroyed.
所以这个是索多玛被毁灭的原因。
Jesus hates sins, but he loves sinners.
这个耶稣他是恨恶这个罪的，但是他也爱罪人。
His salvation is for everyone who believes in him.
他的救恩是给所有信他的人。
So if a homosexual people believe in Jesus, he's saved.
如果这个同性恋者相信了耶稣的话，他是得救的。
Yeah, we should love them just like we love other people.
就我们也像爱他们，也像爱其他人一样。
But that doesn't mean we support what they do.
但是并不是说我们就支持他们所做的。
And there are also other things going around, like the gender identification.
还有其他的事情，比如说这个性别的这个识别啊，这些事情。
Like people now can choose their own gender.
所以人可以自己决定他们的性别。
Or at Christmas time, you should see happy holidays instead of Merry Christmas.
所以在圣诞节的时候，大家打招呼就说啊，你不是以前讲的圣诞快乐，现在就讲了是节日快乐。
Do you realize that all those things going on?
大家有没有意识到这些事情都在发生呢
？Just recently, I have a training in my workplace. It says, "Oh, there are many truths."
这最近我在上班的地方有这样一个培训，培训就是说有很多真理。
Yeah, so and we all know the truth is only in Bible. There's only one truth.
我们都知道真理只在圣经中，它只有一个真理。
The world is trying to conform us to His way.
这个世界要改变我们，然后照着世界的样式。
Yeah, many times in the cover of love.Or maybe equal.
很多时间，这很多时候，这些事情都是发生，是因为在这个大家都是讲要平等、要爱的背景上发生的。
Yeah, we should be alert on those things and hold on to what the Bible teaches us.
我们要在这个上面有警醒，然后要遵循神在圣经上教导我们的。
Yeah.Another thing I see is people try to use the worldly practice in church.
另一个我要说的就是人们常常要用世界上的风俗来影响这个教会。
Yeah, for example, people try to use the people skill, management skill, or maybe a performance review, and those kind of things also apply to church or to brothers and sisters.
所以就世界上的一些标准，比如说交往啊、管理啊，或者是这个你的表现的要经过这些这些考核啊，这些世界上的方法用到教会里来，但是这些教会不是这样子的。
I'm not saying all of these are useless, but we should be very careful.
我不是说这些方法在教会里完全没有用，但是我们要用的时候要小心的用。
The world principles is humanism. It's focused on humans.
所以世界的原则是以人为本，这以人在重点都在集中在人的身上。
The world principles don't have God in their equation.
在这个世界上，他们没有神。
In our daily conversations, we tend to praise others with compliments of exaggerations, or maybe see someone has leadership.
所以我们日常交往和别人交谈的时候，往往是赞扬的话比较多，然后表扬别人啊，你有领导能力啊。
And we should be careful. Are those the same teaching like Jesus taught us?
这我们要小心，这些并不是耶稣教导我们的。
Yeah, we look at Matthew 5:37. It says, "But let your statement be yes, yes, or no, no. Anything beyond this is of evil."
所以我们看见马太福音这个五章三十七节说耶稣说你们的话是就说是，不是就说不是，就说不是，你若再多说就是那出于那恶者。
Also in Mark 10:43-44 it says, But it's not this way among you, but whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant, and whoever wishes to be the first among you shall be slave of all.
所以在马可福音十章四十三、四十四节也是这样说，只是在你们中间不是这样，你们中间谁愿为大就必做你们的用人，在你们中间谁愿为首就必做众人的仆人。
Yeah, the kingdom of God operates with different principles.
神国的操作原则是不一样的。
Yeah, we not only need to follow those principles in our church life, and also we need to apply that in our daily life.
神国的原则不但是在我们在教会里面要遵循神国的原则，在日常生活中也要遵循神国的原则。
Yeah, because they are different from the world principles.
这些原则和世界上的原则是不一样的。
Okay. The second point, second part we look at is, but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
所以我们第二点要讲的就是要借着心意更新而变化。
There are two keywords here. One is transformed, one is renewing.
所以有两个关键字，一个是更新，第二个字是变化。
Transformation is not a simple change.
这个更新不是一个简单的变化。
Yeah, the prefix trans means you change from one side to the other side.
这个里面英文里面前面一个字根叫 trans， 就是从一个边转到了另一边。
For example, translation is from one language to another language.
所以英文里面 translation 就是翻译的意思，就是从一个语言变成另一个语言。
And transform is switch from one form to another form.
这个 transform 这个更新就是从一个形态变成另一个形态。
It is not a reform.
不是一个改变。
It's a fundamental change.
这个是
just like the worms transform to butterflies.
这个是一个根本的变化，就像一个毛毛虫变成了蝴蝶这样的根本变化。
And renewing, and this word only used two times in the Bible.
所以这个更新这个字呢，在圣经上用过两个地方。
The other place is in Titus 3:5.
另一个地方就是在提多书里面有这样提到更新。
Yeah, we can look at how that being used. We can have better understanding of this word.
我们看看那处是怎么用的。
Yeah, in Titus 3:5 it says, "He saves us not on the basis of deeds which we have done in the righteousness, but according to his mercy by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit."
好。他便救了我们，并不是因我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。
Here renewing, and after that is renewing by the Holy Spirit.
这里面也看见了，就是圣灵的更新。
So we can see this renewing work is a work of Holy Spirit.
我们看见这个圣灵的更新是圣灵的工作。
So also be transformed. Pay attention. So that's a passive, passive tense.
所以被变化是一个被动时态，更新是被变化。
So that means we don't transform by ourselves. We are transformed by God.
这里说的就是我们不是自己变化，是我们是被神更新。
Yeah, if we put all this together, it is through the work of Holy Spirit, we are transformed by God from an old being to a new being.
所以把这些放在一起，我们就是看见圣灵的工作使我们从一个旧的老我变成了一个新人。
It is born again.
这就是重生了。
So just like in 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature.The old things passed away. Behold, new things has come.
所以就像在哥林多后书五章十七节这样讲的，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
And renewing is a continuous tense in here.
所以这个更新呢，在这里呢是一个持续的状态。
是进行时
啊，进行时
，the continuous tense， which means it's not a one-time thing。
这个就不是说这是一下子就一次就完成了。
Yeah, in verse one, if you remember, we talking about the living sacrifice。
大家看第一节里面，大家看到这个活祭就是啊。
Living sacrifice is a burnt offering that is offered every day。
活祭就是每天的燔祭，是每天都祭献的。
So renewing of our mind is also everyday work。
所以更新我们的心思意念也是每天的工作。
Now the New Year just started. Many people have a New Year's resolution.
所以大家看见现在新年开始了，很多人都有一个新年心愿。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because by the end of the year, people will reflect.
因为这为什么要有这个新年的心愿呢？因为到年底的时候，每个人都会反思。
Yeah, how did the year go? Where should I get better? And what goals should I have in this year?
所以大家很多人就反思今年过得怎么样啊？有什么不好的地方？我新年有什么心愿呢？
So oftentimes, you would realize, oh, my health is more important than making money. Then you would want to exercise more, or maybe eat healthier, or maybe quit smoking.
所以很多人会意识到这个健康比金钱更重要，很多人就有心愿，就是要多多的运动啊，吃的健康啊，或者是戒烟。
But the reality is, not long after the new year, your mind changes back and you give up.
但是很事实是，很多过了新年没多久之后，你就放弃了，因就是改变了这个想法。
Why? Why did that happen?
为什么这样的改变有这样的改变呢
？Because when they made the New Year's resolution, they had a clear mind in their heart.
当他们做新年心愿的时候，他们头脑是清醒的。
But when they face the everyday busy life, or face the challenge they encounter when they make changes, or maybe their when they try to change their old habits, there are always the temptations.
所以因为当新年开始以后，他的工作就忙了以后，他们就是面对很多的事情，他们就没法做到了，或者是有了其他的变化，他们的心思又改变了。
Yeah, so when those things happen, their priority change and their mind change back.
所以当其他的事情发生的时候，他们的优先次序又改变了，他们又回到他们老的状态。
So they couldn't carry out the plan.
所以他们就没办法照着计划来有新的改变。
And then they will say, "Oh, okay, let's wait till next year."
所以他们就说啊，明年再说吧，今年就这样。
So it's the same for renewing our mind.
这个就像我们在更新我们的心思意念一样。
Yeah, just like the New Year resolution, our mind would change back.
就像我们做新年心愿的时候，过了一阵子，我们的心思又回去了。
Yeah, especially when we face challenges, when we get busier, or maybe when we face temptations.
当我们更忙的时候，或者有其他的事情，或者有碰到诱惑的时候，我们的心思又回去了。
Yeah, thank God, Holy Spirit in us will renew our mind every day.
真是谢谢神，我们在心中的圣灵会更新我们的心意。
Remember, it is His work, not ours work.
所以大家看见是神的工作，不是我们的工作。
But we need to come to Holy Spirit often to submit to Him.
但是我们要到圣灵面前来，常常把我们的心交上。
Yeah, let him to do the work to change us, to build up the new being.
让圣灵来改变我们，让他来做他的工作。
So this is the process of sanctification.
这个就是成圣的过程。
Okay. Yeah, if we look down further in the chapter 12, there's verse 3. Let's look at that.
好，我们看看十二章的第三节。
Yeah, let's actually put 3 to 5, but let's only read verse 3.
我们只读这个第三节，罗马书十二章第三节。
Yeah, for through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have so sound judgment, as God has allotted to each one each a measure of faith.
所以十二节第三节我读一下，我凭着所赐给我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分配个人信心的大小，看看得合乎中道。
Yeah, this verse talking about how we look at ourselves.
这个是这个经文讲的是我们自己怎样看自己。
Yeah, if you look further in this chapter, it's talking about, you know, how we should look at others, look at other people.
大家看在下面几个经文的话是让我们怎样学怎样看待别人。
Yeah, we should change our self-centered, self-righteous view to look at people, to change to the God view.
好，我们应该从改变从我们自己为中心、以自己为意、能够改变成以神的角度来看。
Yeah, so this is a very important area we can, we should renew our mind.
这个是一个很重要的一个领域，是我们怎样改变我们的心思。
Yeah, when I first came to this church, I found this church was so good.
我第一次来这个教会的时候，我发现这个教会非常好。
Yeah, brothers and sisters are full of love. They welcome us. They care about us.
这个弟兄姐妹都很有爱心，他们都很欢迎我们，也很关心我们。
Also, they have a lot of Bible knowledge, and they very familiar with God's word, and they have very good testimonies.
对呀，而且弟兄姐妹们都是很熟悉圣经，然后有很好的见证。
Yeah, I feel like they're all angels, and I was full of joy when I come to church.
真的是我认为他们都是天使，我每次来教会都很开心。
But when I started serving more in the church, I started to know more about brothers and sisters.
当我在教会里更多服侍的时候，我逐渐就认识了弟兄姐妹更多一些。
And gradually, I realized they are not perfect.
慢慢的，我对其他弟兄就觉得他们不是完美的。
Yeah, they have their own weaknesses, and sometimes they commit sins.
这他们也有他们的弱点，是有时候他们也犯罪。
And that made me upset.
这个就让我很失望。
I remember there was a period of time when I look around, I see this brother has this issue, I see that brother has that issue.
我记得有一段时间，我就看这个弟兄有这个问题，那个弟兄有那个问题。
Seems like everyone has issues.
好像每个人都有问题。
Just like in the Bible, Matthew 7:3 says, I only saw the speck in my brother's eyes, but I don't notice the log in my own eye.
就像马太福音七章三节这样说，为什么你看见弟兄眼中有刺，却不想自己眼中有梁木呢？
Yeah, this made me very disappointed.
这个让我很失望。
But thank God, later I went to a conference on the East Coast.
有一次呢，我就去过了一阵呢，我去东岸一个开会。
I stayed in a room with a brother. He's from a small church in New York State.
我和另一个弟兄住在一个房间里面。他是从纽约来的，他是一个小教会来的。
Yeah, in our conversation, he shared with me that even their church is really small, but there are a lot of testimonies.
他在和他交谈中，他向我分享，即使他的教会很小，但是有很多的见证。
And then he mentioned how a young brother used to smoke, drink, and had many violent behaviors. And after he believed Jesus, his life changed.
他 提到有一个小弟兄，他的以前呢有抽烟啊、喝酒啊、有暴力啊，有很多的问题。但是信了耶稣之后，那个弟兄就改变了。
And then I asked my roommate, did he quit smoking?
我就问他这位弟兄，他说那位弟兄有没有后来戒烟了吗
？And he said, he's still working on it.
他就那个弟兄就说啊，那个人还没有戒烟，正在努力的戒。
Yeah, in that moment, God made me realize even a not perfect person can have Jesus' testimony.
这个例子就让我知道，即使一个不完美的弟兄，他也有神的见证。
Because Jesus' life in him.
因为他里面有耶稣的生命。
Also, made me realize how I judge others and not see my own problem.
所以也让提醒我，我怎样是论断人，也不看自己的问题。
Since then, when I look at brothers and sisters around me, I start to see Jesus' life in them.
从那以后，我看见周围的弟兄姐妹们，我就看见耶稣在他们里面的生命。
Even though I know they are not perfect.
其实我知道他们不是完美的。
Yeah, this really humbled me.
这个问题，这个事情以后，我真的是谦卑了。
And let me see how much God loves us.
真是让我看见神是怎样的爱我们。
I thank God for renewing my man, how I look at my brothers and sisters around me, and how I look at myself.
真的是谢谢神，让我知道我是怎样，然后改变了我怎样看弟兄姐妹的这个眼光，也看改变了我自己的想法。
Yeah. And most of the time, Holy Spirit uses God's words to renew our man.
大部分时间，圣灵用神的话来改变我们的心思意念。
Because God's word is truth, and the Holy Spirit will guide us into all the truth.
因为神的话就是真理，圣灵会带领我们进入所有的真理。
Yeah, let's look at the verse in Hebrews 4:12.
我们下面要看希伯来书四章十二节是这样经文。
He said, "For the word of God is living and active, and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit."Of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intention of the heart.
所以神的话，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺开泡入、破路、破开 ，sorry， 刺入破开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
The word of God will cleanse us.Including our man and our behavior, to make us ready to present to God.
神的话会洁净我们的思想，也洁净我们的行为，然后让我们准备好献给神。
Yeah, it's the same as a whole as a church.
整个教会也是这样。
So church can be holy and blameless and ready to present to God.
圣洁教会也可以是圣洁，是无可指责的，能够献给神。
And it, just like said in Ephesians chapter 5,
就像以弗所书五章这样讲的。
He said so that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word.That he might present to himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such things, that she would be holy and blameless.
好，这个二十六节，要用水借的道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁，没有瑕疵的。
So when we read God's words every day, Holy Spirit will help us to examine ourselves.
每天我们读神的话语的时候，圣灵会帮助我们审查自己。
So let us see where we still sin against God and where we still don't follow God's command.
让我们看见我们还有什么地方得罪了神，没有照神的旨意。
And where we can change to please Him.
通过什么地方我们能改变，能够来讨神的喜悦。
So that way we will renew our man and we can change our life.
这样的话，我们能更新我们的思想，能够改变我们的生活。
Okay, let's look at the third part of this verse.
然后我们看看这个第三个点。
It says, "So that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect."
叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全和可喜悦的旨意。
So here the word proof, the Chinese translation is more accurate.
So 在这里用了英文就是证明，其实中文翻译的更好，它是用查验这两个字。
Yeah, it has the meaning of exam or discern or test.
这里中文的话就有这个检查呀、判断啊和检验的意思。
Yeah, after our man being renewed or transformed.We can better understand God's good, perfect, acceptable will.
当我们心意更新以后，我们更能明白神成全善良的旨意。
If we were still in our old, own mindset, we're self-centered, we would not be able to see or understand God's will.
如果我们只是自我为中心，在老我里面，我们是没有明白神的旨意的。
Yeah, God loves us, but He's not our servant.
但神是这样的爱我们，但是神不是我们的仆人。
He's not working for our will. Instead, we need to serve His will.
不是他为我们啊做工，而是我们要寻求他的旨意。
Yeah, we can't only focus on ourselves.
我们只是专注在自己。
We cannot only focus on ourselves.
我们不能专注在自己。
Yeah.And this year, our church theme is to know God's internal will.
今年我们教会的主题是明白神永远的心意之意。
Yeah, that's in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9 through 11.
以弗所书三章十到十一节是讲了这个教会的我们今年用的教会的主题。
Yeah, we are not going to read this here. Brother Peng will elaborate this verse more over the year.
所以彭弟兄会今年多讲这个主题。
So yeah, here we have God's internal will, but do we know how this will relate to us?
我们看见神永久的旨意，这和我们是有什么关系呢？
Only when our mind is renewed, our heart will be close to God's heart, and then we can see.How His will really to us.
只有我们的心思更新了以后，我们才能明白神的心意，才能改变我们才能改变我们自己的心思意念。
God also has other wills, for them His wills for church or His wills for every one of us.
神还有其他的心意，他有整个教会的心意，也有对我们每个人的心意。
For example, in Romans 8:29, he said.For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brothers.
所以在罗马书八章二十九节这样讲到，因为他预先所知道的人，就是预定，先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
So in God's will, he will conform us to the image of His Son, our Lord Jesus.
神的心意就让我们改变，让我们像他的儿子耶稣的样式。
Okay, then you may ask, then what is God's will for me today?
然后有可能你会问，神对我的心意是什么呢？
Yeah, you cannot find that answer in the Bible, because everyone is in different situation.
你在这上面你找不到圣经中的答案，因为每个人的光景是不一样的。
But with the renewing of our mind.God will show us His will, His perfect will for each one of us.
但是你更新你的心思意念之后，神就把他的对我们的心意就给你看，彰显给你。
Yeah, I remember like around 10 years ago, one of my teammates from work, he left. He found a new job.
所以我记得大约十年前，我这一起有个同事，一个小组里同事，他换了个工作。
He was my good friend. So before he left, he told me that he got a big raise in his new job, and also he encouraged me also to find a new job.
所以那个时候他说他离开了，因为他就是他去换了工作，他涨了很大的薪水，然后他也鼓励我去找新工作。
Yeah, he said the market was really hot, really good for us.
所以他说这个市场真的是对我们是很热，我们应该找得到好工作。
I said, okay, sure, I'll take a look.
所以我说好的，我去试试看看吧。
Then I activated my resume on the job searching website.
所以我就把我的这个自己的简历在这个求职网站上就激活了。
And within 24 hours, I got 20 inquiries, including phone calls or emails.
24小时之内差不多有20个电话或者是邮件来问我这个。
And that time my resume was not updated, it's still like 7 years ago's resume.
所以那个时候我的简历没有更新，是七年前的简历。
It's really overwhelming me, and I'm like, okay, I cannot handle this, and I just turned my resume off.
所以那个时候真的是让我觉得很紧张，我还没有准备好，我就把我的简历又拿下来了。
So when I pray God about this job searching thing, God reminded me of a prayer I made like 7 years ago, like before.
当我向神祷告，我是不是要做这样的事情？神呢就提醒我，我以前七年前找这份工作的时候做的祷告。
Yeah, so when I looking for my that current job, I had a prayer. that I pray God to give me a secure job, a work not too much pressure, so I can have time to care my family and also to serve more in church.
那个时候我就祷告神给我一份工作是比较安全的，压力也不大的，我能够有时间来照顾家庭和在教会服侍。
And God gave me what I asked for.
神给了我所要的。
And God is faithful. After 7 years, all the things I asked for were still there.
那七年以后，我的所要的东西这些都还在呢。
And God asked me why I wanted to change jobs.
神就站在那里问我，你为什么要换工作？
He let me see that what I wanted was really to make myself look better.
他让我看见我自己所要的只是自己让我自己觉得会好的，自己会看起来更好。
But it could impact my family life and also impact my serving in church.
找一份新工作的话，就会影响我在家庭的生活，也影响我在教会的生活。
So the answer was very obvious.
所以这个答案就很明显。
So I didn't look for a new job. I stayed at my job and until now.
所以我就没有再找新工作，我就自己在这个旧工作一直做到现在。
But through this, God let me realize how much He cared about His church.
但通过这些，神让我意识到神是多么的关心还是看重这个教会。
And how much He cared about my life's growth before Him.
所以神在那里更看重的是我在他里面的生命的成长。
But not how much I make every year in this world.
所以也不是说，并不是神并不看重我每年在这个世界上赚多少钱。
In Philippians chapter 3, probably we're all very familiar with it because Brother Peng shared a lot last year.
在腓立比书这个三章八到十四节，我们比较熟悉，彭弟兄去年分享了很多。
Paul said he counted knowing Christ Jesus has surpassing value, and he didn't think he has already obtained it, but rather to press on, forgetting what lies behind.And reaching forward.
所以这个
sound very familiar.
就是保罗在这样说，把万事作为有损的，认识耶稣基督为至宝。我已经这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全乃是竭力追求或者可以得着耶稣基督，所以得着我的。
So this is Paul's attitude towards knowing Jesus, even though he already had a great revelation of him.
这个就是保罗对这个认识耶稣的这个态度。虽说他已经认识很多，但是他还要继续认识。
Yeah, we should also have the same attitude because God is great. It's too great for us.
我们也要有。
Not too great. I mean, it's great. It's too big. It's big God.
所以我们也知道我们的耶稣是那样的好，我们应该多明白他。
Yeah, and God is very balanced.
神是一个平衡的。
Yeah, we should have an open heart because you may have a revelation at one point, but you missed the whole truth.
有可能我们要有一个打开的心，有可能你在某一点上是有启示的，但是在整个上面，我们要一起。
Yeah, we should look at the whole Bible together.
我们要把圣经作为一个整体来看。
So you may find actually in the Bible, seems like there are many places is contradictory.
大家看见圣经里面，有可能大家会觉得很多地方是相互矛盾的。
If you only hold on to one side, we would miss other sides.
如果你只是盯住一点的话，你就会另一点就没有看见。
At that time we were wrong, and sometimes it become a cult.
所以那个就是错了，有时候这些就是变成异端了。
For example, we all know God is love.
我们都知道神是爱。
Yeah, that is truth.
那个是真理，是啊，是这样子的。
But if we only talk about God's love, we don't talk about His righteousness, we are wrong.
如果我们只谈神的爱而不谈神的公义，那就错了。
If we practice that in our life, we will have a lot of troubles.
如果我们在生活中也是这样做的话，我们就有很多的问题。
Yeah, I think the parents will know their heads. Yes. So
yeah,
if you only apply love in your family, you have troubles.
所以，如果你在家里只对孩子讲爱的话，就有些问题了。
Yeah, God has the perfect balance of love and righteousness.
所以你看见神有这个完美的这个平衡在爱和公义之间。
But it's very difficult for us to balance them.
在对我们来说就挺难了。
We often lean towards one side or the other.
我们不，常常是要么倾向这一边或者倾向那一边。
Yeah, another example is that we know God is in control of everything.
另一个例子就是我们知道神掌管一切。
And someone would say, okay, since God is in control, then I don't need to do anything because God is in control.
我们就说有些人就说神知道一切的事情掌管一件事情那我们什么也不用做了。
It's true God in control, but also we have our own responsibilities.
是对的神是掌管一切但是我们也有责任。
And in the same way, people may work really hard trying to plan out everything.
所以但是同样的人也是在那里就是拼命的做然后一切都要自己所准备好预备好
Yeah, we might just rely on our own strength and forget about God is in control.
常常也是自己只凭着自己的力量也但是就忘了神是在那里掌管
Yeah, what I'm trying to say here is so even if we have some revelations we still need to be humble.
所以我要这里所说的即使我们有一些启示也要谦卑
Don't think you already figured it out. Don't just hold on to what you know, but overlook the teaching of the whole Bible or maybe other people's revelations.
不要就是因为这些就自己的理解，就看自己认为有一些启示啊，不要以为自己明白了啊，然后要只知道坚持自己知道的，忽略了圣经整本圣经的教导。
Okay, so when I reflect on this topic, I thought of, when I reflect on this topic, I feel like I have some reminders I want to share with you.
当我准备这个题目的时候，我想到一些提醒要提醒大家。
Okay, number one is like,One pattern of this world is we like to put labels on other people.
第一点就是我在这个世界上，我们喜欢给别人贴标签。
And once we put a label on someone, the label will stay on that person forever.
如果我们贴上标签的话，那个标签就永远留在那个人的身上。
And that's not what Jesus is doing.
这个不是基督所要的。
Remember how Peter denied Jesus 3 times?And after Jesus resurrected, he came to find Peter and rebuilt him.
大家记得彼得三次不认主，耶稣复活以后，能够来重新兼顾彼得，然后
and even entrust him with his lambs.
然后把他的羔羊也托付给他。
So if someone made some mistakes before.It doesn't mean he will stay that way forever.
如果有些人啊，有人在以前犯了一些错误，但是不要认为他永远就是那样错的。
Just like Holy Spirit renewing our man, Holy Spirit also renewing his man.
就像圣灵更新我们的心思意念，那个圣灵也在那里更新那个人的心思意念。
We can't always see him with the old views.
而我们不能以旧的观点一直来看他。
Yeah, another thing I want to share is we don't let traditions to replace serving God.
第二点我看见的就是要不能用传统来代替服侍神。
There are many stories like this. I just use one that's in Matthew chapter 12.
有很多的故事，我只用一个故事来讲，就是马太十二章一到八节。
Yeah, we can maybe rotate to read the verses.
好的，我们这个交替的在读这个经文。
Okay, I'll read one and you read one.
Okay.
So at that time, Jesus went through the grain field on the Sabbath, and his disciples became hungry and began to pick the heads of grain and eat.
法利赛人看见，就对耶稣说：“看哪，你的门徒做安息日不可做的事了。”
But he said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he became hungry? He and his companions."
他怎样进了神的殿，吃了陈设饼，这饼不是他 和跟从他的人可以吃的，唯独祭司才可以吃。
Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath the priests in the temple break the Sabbath and are innocent?
好，但我告诉你，在这里有一人比殿更大。
But if you had known what this means, I desire compassion and not a sacrifice, you would not have condemned the innocent.
因为人只是安息日的主。
Okay, so there, those are talking about the rules of Sabbath in the Old Testament time.
这个就是讲的旧约里面讲到的安息日的规矩。
Yeah, those are made from the Ten Commandments and also from Moses' law.
这些都是从旧约的十诫或者是摩西的律法里面所定的那些规矩。
Yeah, they were set up with a good purpose in the beginning and God, you know, from God's command.
起初这些是出于好的目的，所以就设立的。
And with the meaning, with the good meaning, with, you know, God's purpose in it.
在设立的原因和里面有神的旨意。
But gradually they became traditions.
但慢慢的这些就变成了传统。
The Pharisees, they didn't know the true meaning of those rules.
法利赛人也不知道这些规矩的真正的意义。
But here, they just want to use this rule to against Jesus.
他们只是想用这些规矩来这个对付这个、反对这个耶稣。
But didn't know Jesus is the Lord of Sabbath.
他们不知道耶稣就是安息日的主。
Yeah, Jesus said, "I desire compassion and not a sacrifice."
耶稣说我喜欢这个同情，但是不是这个献祭。
So we should be careful in this area too.
我喜欢连续，不喜欢祭祀。我们也要小心。
Yeah, some of our traditions were good when we just started it, in the beginning.
有一些传统是起初的时候本意是好的。
But when situation changed, we should pursue God's heart to see what is the right thing to do in the current situation.
当情况变化的时候，我们要寻求神的心意，看待如果怎样在现在的情况下怎样的行。
We can't let traditions constrain God's work. So sometimes they even block God's work.
我们不能用传统来反对神的工作，或者甚至有时候阻碍神的工作。
Yeah, we need to see the true purpose, the meaning of the tradition. We don't just carry on as a just follow it, just do it.
我们要明白传统这个是真正的意义在什么，不是只是硬性的就是这样守传统。
Yeah. Another thing I want to share with you is the path of the cross.
第三点提醒我要分享的是十字架的道路。
Recently, I read a book. It's by Brother Sparks.
我最近呢读了一本史百克弟兄写的一本书。
In the book, he said, while we come into the way of life by the cross, we also only come into the fullness of life by the cross.
就是这样讲的。尽管我们靠十字架进入了生命之路，我们还需要单单依靠十字架进入生命的丰满。
Yeah, the path of the cross is the only path.
十字架的路是唯一的路。
And to be transformed by renewing of our mind means our old self need to be die.
如果是要更新意更新而变化的话，我们的老我就要死。
And it need to be nailed on the cross.
这个老我要被钉在十字架上。
But the problem is we are not willing to let our old self go.
这个问题就是我们不愿意我们老我去走掉。
Sometimes we are thinking, maybe if there's another way, other than the way of cross.
我们有时候想，是不是除了十字架之外，还有其他一条路
？We don't want to submit, and to let ourselves die.
我们不愿意降服，不愿意我们的老我死。
I share another example.
我这有一个例子。
So many years ago, there was a night, and my wife and I, we went to Seattle.
有一天晚上
，Yeah，
有一天晚上，我和我妻子那个时候去西雅图拜访一个朋友。
On the way back at a crossroad, instead of turn right, I turned left.
在回来的路上啊，有一个十字路口，我是没有右转，而是左转了。
You know, at that time, you know, there's no smartphone and there's no GPS.
那个时候没有没有这个手机，也没有这个 GPS.
And I was not very familiar with Seattle, the road in Seattle.
我对西雅图的路也不熟。
And noticing I turned the wrong direction, my wife told me to make a U-turn.
Yeah, 我那时候意识到我也是转错方向了，我妻子告诉我要前面到前面回头。
But out of my pride, I didn't want to listen to her.
因为我那时候有骄傲，我就不想听她的。
So I turned right at the next traffic light.
然后我到下一个红绿灯的时候，我又右转了。
I was thinking that if I turn right and then turn another right, and then I can, you know, go back to home from another road.
我那时候想，如果右转再右转的话，我就可以转回来了，可以回家了。
Yeah, I don't have to listen to my wife to make a U-turn.
那不要听我妻子的劝告，我不需要前面直接就回转。
But I didn't know Seattle has many one-way roads, so I couldn't turn right, another right.
Yeah, 大家也知道西雅图有很多这个单向道，我到前面想右转，再想右转的话就不能再右转了。
So I had to turn left, so that makes me further to the on the wrong direction.
是啊，然后就是到前面只能左转，那怎么办呢？就越离越远了。
So. And then I tried one more time. In the next light, I turn right again. I hope you know do the same trick.
再到下一个路口，我总希望能够来个右转。
But the same thing happened again.
然后又发现又出错了，再下个地方也是出错的。
Yeah, and because of all the, you know, one-way road, I end up on the further on the wrong direction.
因为那边那么多的单行道，我在那条路那边越走越错了走。
So at that time, I have no more pride. I just listened to what my wife told me. I made a U-turn.
Yeah. 所以到那时候我又没有什么办法了，我就听了我妻子的话，我就做了一个 U-turn.
And you know the way to home has become very smooth.
Yeah. 这个回家的路就很远了啊，后来就很顺利了。
Yeah, very smooth. So when we face the cross, because of our pride, we don't want to submit.
当我们面对十字架的时候，因为我们骄傲，我们就不愿意降服。
Oftentimes we try to find another way, and hope that would work.
常常我们要想的就是另外找条路，希望另一条路也是可以到的。
But end up going further and further in the wrong direction.
然后最后是越来越远，越走越差。
Until the moment that we don't have pride and we submit and we make a U-turn.
这一直到了有一点，然后我们就没有骄傲了，我们就然后回头了 U-turn.
At that moment, the way to our heavenly home will become very smooth.
然后最后我们就屈降服了，我们回到了天家。
Dear brothers and sisters, the principle of cross is simple.
弟兄姐妹们，十字架的路很简单。
And the renewing work of Holy Spirit is real.
这个圣灵的更新工作是真的。
The only problem is if we are willing to put down ourselves.
这个唯一的问题就是我们愿不愿意把自己的老我放下。
Yeah, put down our pride to help ourselves.
然后谦卑自己。
To have an open heart to let Holy Spirit do the work of transformation on us.
让我们有一个打开的心，让圣灵在我们里面工作。
Yeah, we need to let go of our old self.
我们要把这个老我放弃。
So allow the Holy Spirit to make us a new being.
然后让这个圣灵使我们成为一个新造的人。
Yeah, not only a newborn life, but a mature life.
不但是一个新重生的生命，而且是一个走向丰满的生命。
So we can know God's will, we can glorify His name.
然后我们就明白神的心意，能够荣耀神。
Okay, let's have a prayer.
让我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much.
亲爱的天父，我们真是要感谢你。
Because you love us so much, and Because you love us so much.
因为你这样的爱我们。
And your salvation is a complete salvation.
你的救恩是完全的救恩。
And you give us a new life.
你给了我们一个新生命。
May we all have a humble heart before you.
让我们都有一颗谦卑的心在你面前。
Have an open heart.
让我们有一颗敞开的心。
Let you complete your work on us.
让你在我们身上完成你的工作。
Oh God, open our eyes.
主啊，打开我们的眼睛。
Let us see your good, acceptable, and perfect will.
让我们知道你完美的心意。
In Jesus' name we pray.
用奉耶稣基督名我们祷告。阿门。